弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
靠着主的恩典，我们早晨能够聚集在一起，在饼杯的面前，我们来纪念我们的主。
By the grace of God, this morning we all get together and then before His table, and we to remember our Lord.
感谢主，在饼杯的面前，就像我们弟兄所说的，我们是同感一灵。
Like our brother just mentioned, we are touched by one spirit.
我们第一首唱古老的十字架。
The first one we said the old rugged cross.
实在是古老的十字架，让我们成了一个蒙恩的罪人。
The old rugged cross led us to be a sinner who saved by grace.
最后我们唱了我愿向主。
The last one is, we sang is all we like, we would like to be like thee.
这是我们的心愿。
That's our heart desire.
就像刚才我们唱的这首诗歌一样。
Like the song we just sang.
这首歌一开始就说十字架下我静默低头静默思想。
It started beneath the cross of my Savior I ponder.
他问了两句话，两个问号在这个诗歌里面。
It asked two questions.
主耶稣为何故受苦害？
Why should Jesus bear such agony?
这奇妙的爱，我怎能再轻弃？
How can I shun thy great love once more?
这是我们每一位蒙恩的儿女要来在主的面前当有的学习。
Each one of us, we should learn.
我们要常常来到十字架的面前来静默思想。
We should ponder beneath the cross very often.
主耶稣来到地上是为了什么？
Why that the Lord came to earth?
主耶稣来到地上是为了你，是为了我。
He came on earth for you and for me.
他是无瑕疵、无斑点的羔羊。
He is the pure Lamb of God.
让我们今天能够因着他的爱，让我们能够成为蒙恩的儿女。
Because of His great love, we can be the children of God who is beloved by Him.
这奇妙的爱，我们怎么能够轻看呢？
How should we shun His great love once more?
我们是在主的面前，我们这是当有的学习和思想。
We should learn and we should meditate.
我们知道圣经一开始就告诉我们，自从亚当违背了神的命令，吃了善恶树上的果子。
We know that when the Bible tells us since Adam.Disobeyed and ate the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
在创世纪第三章，神就对亚当说。
In Genesis chapter 3, God said to Adam,
你必终身劳苦，才能从地里得吃的。
You in toil, you shall eat of it.
你必汗流满面，才得糊口。
All the days of your life, both you have to eat with all your labors, all sweat.
直到你归了土。
Until you return to the dust.
因为你是从土而来，你本是尘土，人要归于尘土。
For out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return.
很奇妙的，在创世纪，神已经将人的归宿说出来了。
Amazingly, in Genesis, God already tells people's a human's destiny.
我们都是出于尘土。
We're all from the dust.
最后也要归于尘土。
And we'll return to the dust.
就像在诗篇所说的，我们在地上的日子不过劳苦愁烦，转眼成空。
It's like what the song tells us: all the days on earth, we only labor and sorrow.
自从人失败之后，神就在做恢复的工作。
Since man failed, fall, and then God started to restore us.
神的选民以色列失败了。
God selected people, Israelites, they failed.
但神恢复的工作从不停止。
But God's restoration never ceased.
我们不要忘记，主耶稣至高神的儿子，他来到地上只有一个目的。
We know that the Son of the Most High, He came to earth only have one purpose.
就是上十字架。
That is, He went to the cross.
他存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
He obeyed to the point of death and even death on the cross.
就是要拯救世上迷失的羊，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
He is going to save the lost sheep, and for those who believe in him shall not perish but have the everlasting life.
今天我们要借着新约圣经里面的主耶稣的一个神迹，我们一起来学习主在地上的工作。
And then we will to learn the work of the Lord through a miracle that the Lord performed on earth.
我们现在来读，打开圣经，约翰福音第六章。
Let's read Book of John chapter 6.
我们要从第一节读到第十三节。
From chapter 1 to 13.
约翰福音第六章第一节，这是以后耶稣地到加利利海，就是提比利亚海。有许多人因着看见他在病人身上所行的神迹，就跟随他。耶稣上了山，和门徒一同坐在那里。那时犹太人的逾越节近了。
After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. Then a great multitude followed him, because they saw his signs which he performed on those who were diseased.And Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. Now the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near.
这里说逾越节近了。
Here says the Passover was near.
这说到主耶稣是神所预备逾越节的羔羊。
It says that the Lord Jesus, he is the Lamb of God that God prepared.
第五节，耶稣举目看见许多人来，就对腓力说，我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？他说这话是要试炼腓力，他自己原知道自己怎么行。腓力回答说，就是20两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。
Then Jesus lifted up his eyes, and seeing a great multitude coming towards him, he said to Philip,Where shall we buy bread that these may eat? But this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, and every one of them may have a little.
这里呢，我们特别注意到主耶稣问腓力这句话，说这话是要试验腓力。
When the Lord asked Philip, he is to test Philip.
第八节，有一个门徒，就是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈，对耶稣说，在这里有一个孩童，带着5个大麦饼、2条鱼，只是分给这许多人，还算什么呢？耶稣说，你们叫众人坐下。原来那地方的草多，众人就坐下，数目约有5000。
One of his disciples, Andrew,Simon Peter's brother said to him, There is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. But what are they among so many? Then Jesus said, Make the people sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the man sat down in numbers about 5,000.
约翰福音这里说到，这五饼二鱼是来自一个孩童。
In Book of John, it says this 5 loaves, 2 fish comes from a child.
十一节。耶稣拿起饼来祝谢了，就分给那坐着的人。荤鱼也是这样，都随着他们所要的。他们吃饱了，耶稣对门徒说，把剩下的零碎收起来，免得有糟蹋的。他们便将那5个大麦饼的零碎，就是众人吃了剩下的，收拾起来，装满了12个篮子。
Verse 11 to 13, and Jesus took the loaves and when he had given disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish, as much as they wanted. So when they were filled, they said to his disciples, Gather up the fragments and the remains, so that nothing is lost. Therefore they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which...were leftovers by those who have eaten.
这里呢，特别提到免得有糟蹋的。
Here talking about there is nothing to be wasted.
好，我们第二处读雅各书第一章，雅各书第一章第二节到第四节。
The book of James, chapter 1, verse 2 to 4.
我的弟兄们，你们若在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试炼，就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无欠缺。
My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing.
我们的主耶稣2000年前来到地上。
The Lord came up to the earth 2,000 years ago.
他在地上劳苦工作。
He labored, he worked.
就是为了成就父神所交付他的使命。
Is to accomplish the mission that God the Father entrusted him.
主在地上行了很多的神迹奇事。
And the Lord has performed many miracles.
他医病赶鬼。
He healed the sick people and then cast out demons.
使瞎眼的得看见，
He make the blind to see,
耳聋的得听见，
the deaf can hear,
瘸腿的可以起来行走，
lame can walk,
是拉撒路从死里复活，
and then the Lazarus can resurrect it from death.
这主是当时在众人身上所做的工作。
This is what the Lord have done for the people.
今天也要在我们每一个蒙恩儿女的身上的工作。
He will do the same work among all of us.
让我们瞎眼的得看见。
Make all the blind see.
让我们耳聋的可以听见。
All the ears are opened.
让我们瘸腿的可以起来行走跟随主。
All the lame can stand up and walk, follow the Lord.
主的工作就是要我们能够更认识他。
And His work is to let us to know Him more.
今天早晨我们借着五饼二鱼的故事，这是一个大家非常熟悉的故事。
We are all familiar of this, the story of the five loaves and two fish.
来看主是怎么样试验门徒们的信心。
Let us to see how the Lord tested the disciples' faith.
那我们借着这样的认识，我们能够在跟随主的道上，我们能够更坚定地走这一条道路。
For such understanding, so we can follow the Lord steadily.
主说在百般的试炼中要大喜乐。
The Lord says we need be joyful in all the various trials.
我们在地上有各样的试炼。
There's all kinds of tests.
试炼是从神来的。
The tests are from God.
我们地上也有试探。
We have temptations on earth.
试探是从自己的私欲来的。
But the temptation is from the selfish desire.
可是主他在地上要试炼我们。
But the Lord will test us.
我们的神是不试探人的。
Our God does not give people temptation.
在这里，主试探门徒有三个目的。
There was three purposes that the Lord tested the disciples.
他第一个让他们真知道主是生命的粮。
First of all, He wants them to know Lord, they truly know that the Lord is the life, the bread of life.
让我们在地上不要为会朽坏的食物劳力。
So that we do not labor for food that is perishing.
第二个就我们认识一个奉献的原则。
Secondly, he wants us to know the principle of consecration.
奉献我们的五饼二鱼。
To consecrate the five loaves, the two fish we have.
所奉献的是你有的，而不是你没有的。
You offer what you have, not what you don't have.
第三个是要讲到侍奉的原则。
Thirdly, it's talking about the principle of serving.
侍奉第一个就是要祷告。
First of all, we have to pray.
因为在人不能，在神凡事都能。
Because all things are possible in God.
我们所要做的就是做一个流通的管道。
What we need to do is to be a channel.
就是一个传承的工作。
That is, we to pass along.
那我们现在来看这个五饼二鱼。
Let us to see the story of the five loaves, two fish.
圣经中重复的 话，我们要特别的注意。
We need to pay special attention when the Bible mentioned in multiple times.
五饼二鱼呢，是少数在圣经中，在四福音中，四福音书中都有记载。
The story of five loaves two fish is only a few things that mentioned in all four gospel books.
它的重要性是不得而知的。
So we know it is very important.
所以我们鼓励弟兄姐妹有兴趣的话，可以回去自己把这四处读一读。
I encourage you if you are interested, read with all in read this story in all four books.
我想弟兄姐妹应该找得到在四福音书里面的五饼二鱼的故事。
I think you know the story of five loaves two fish in all the four books.
所以这五饼的二鱼的故事呢，就像我们前面所说过的，四福音书中都有。
And then this story was recorded on all four gospel books.
在福音书中呢，在约翰福音所记载的一些细节呢，是其他三卷福音书所没有的。
But it is something recorded in Book of John. There's the other three books didn't record.
因为约翰福音所讲的是神子。
Because the Book of John is talking about is the Son of God.
所以他跟马可、马太跟路加都不太一样。
It is different than the Book of Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
所以在约翰福音，他特别讲到在逾越节前发生这件事情。
And then in Book of John, it described this has happened before the Passover.
是要试炼腓力。
It is to test Philip.
其实是要试验腓力和门徒们。
It is to test Philip and all the disciples.
告诉我们，这五饼二鱼呢，是来自一个孩童。
And then it tells us this five loaves two fish comes from a boy.
告诉我们不要糟蹋神的恩典。
It tells us do not lose God's grace.
而这所有四福音书里面记载五饼二鱼最详细的一卷书是在马可福音里面。
This the most detailed information is recorded in Book of Mark.
Mark, 马可福音是神。他来到地上是一个做着仆人的。
And then the book of Mark is mentioned that Lord come to earth as a servant.
在马可福音里面说到五饼二鱼的故事是发生在十二个使徒传道回来。
In book of Mark it recorded this story happened and then after the 12 disciples come back after their mission.
他们回来之后向耶稣报告他们传道的情形。
The disciples gathered to Jesus and told him all things.
所以主耶稣就对他们说，你们来，我们到旷野去歇一歇，休息一下。
So the Lord told him, come aside by yourself to a deserted place and rest a while.
他们是要去休息的。
They go there to rest.
可是众人知道他们要去旷野，就跟着去了。
So, but all the multitude know, so they follow them.
而且比他们先到。
And they were there before them.
所以主耶稣这里在马可福音就记载说，主耶稣看到这么许多的人，就怜悯他们。
In the book of Mark, it says when the Lord saw the multitude, then he was moved with compassion.
因为他们如羊没有牧人一般。
Because they were like sheep not having a shepherd.
所以主就开口对他们讲论神国的道。
So the Lord began to teach them the word of God's kingdom.
医治那些需要医治的人。
And he healed those who are sick.
我们主耶稣一开口就忘了时间了。
When he started to teach, he forgot about time.
因为主实在是怜悯众人的心。
Because he has compassion for all the multitude.
主实在是爱他们。
The Lord loved them.
就像他那爱那年轻的财主一样。
Like he loved the young ruler.
他问神说，怎么样才可以承受永生呢？
He asked the Lord, what good thing shall I do so I may have eternal life?
主说要他变卖他的所有来跟随我。他就忧忧愁愁地走了。
The Lord told him, sell what you have and give to the poor and come follow me. But he went away sorrowfully.
很多时候我们也想跟随主。
Many times we want to follow the Lord.
可是我们看到十字架我们就退后了。
When we see the cross, we stay back.
因为我们不愿意舍掉我们的财富。
Because we do not forsake our money.
我们不愿意舍弃我们的所有。
We don't want to give up what we have.
在传道书也告诉我们，我见神叫世人劳苦，使他们在其中受精炼。
In the book of Ecclesiastes, it tells us, I have seen the God-given task which is
也讲到神
some of the son, the men, are occupied and they have suffered.
神从自始从神从始至终的作为，人不能参透。
And then they do not understand God's work from beginning to the end.
人在日光之下劳碌累心，在他一切劳碌上得着什么呢？
And then for under the sun that the man labored, what do they gather? What do they have?
这实在是世人的写照。
That how they describe the people's life.
我们今天也不是为了生活，我们忙忙碌碌。
Aren't we busy for make living?
为了积蓄地上的财宝，追求地上的荣华吗？
We just try to gather the things on the earth and then chase about all the prosperity on earth.
所以传道书问了一句话，在他一切劳碌上得着什么呢？
So in the book of Ecclesiastes, it asks what people gather for all his labor.
我们人所追求的都是看得见的东西。
What we strive is.That is can see.
我们却不知道去追求那看不见的神。
But we don't know how to go to strive things. The Lord pursue Lord which is unseen.
哥林多书告诉我们，可见的、看得见的是暂时的，看不见的是永远的。
In Book of Corinthians, it tells us what we can see is temporal. What we cannot see is eternal.
所以那边讲到天色已晚，门徒就来跟主耶稣说：“这是野地，叫他们散开，自己去买东西吃吧。”
And then, so when it's getting dark, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and already the hour is late. Send them away so they can go to the surrounding country and village and buy something for them to eat."
可是，在约翰福音就记载着，主耶稣问腓力说。我们从哪里买饼照这些人吃呢？
But in Book of John, the Lord asked Philip, "Well, where shall we buy bread, though so these may eat?"
腓力就说，就是20两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。
So Philip answered, 200 denarii worth of bread is not enough for them, that every one of them may just have a little."
那在马可马太福音，耶稣就问门徒说：“你们给他们吃吧。”
In Book of Mark, Matthew and Mark, the Lord tell them, "You give them something to eat."
门徒说：“我们可以去买20两银子的饼给他们吃吗？”
And the disciples ask, "Shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give them something to eat?"
所以我们看到。门徒们所想的就是去哪里买饼，我们哪里拿钱来买饼。
So what the disciples think, and where can we go to buy bread, and where can we go get money to buy?
我们想想当时的情况，在旷野的地方要给5000人吃饱，是何等的不容易。
Think about it. It is not easy to feed 5,000 people.
而且根本是不可能的。
It is impossible.
可是主怜悯他们说：“你们给他们吃吧。”
But Lord have mercy and says you get something for them to eat.
而且我们记得的话，主耶稣曾嘱咐他们。
If we remember, the Lord has told them.
就他们去传道的时候，不要带食物。
When they go for a mission, the Lord told them not bring food.
也不要带钱。
Nor money.
除了拐杖以外，什么都不要带。
Bring nothing except a staff.
只要穿鞋。
Only put your sandals.
就基本上就告诉他们，只要穿着鞋，拿着拐杖出去，什么都不要带。
That is to say, put on your sandals, bring your staff, and bring nothing else.
所以门徒们身上实在是什么都没有。
So the disciples has nothing with them.
可是主耶稣要求他们要喂饱五千人。
But the Lord asked them to feed 5,000.
这不是为难门徒吗？
It is to an impossible mission for the disciples.
如果你是门徒的话，你要怎么回答？
If you're the disciples, how do you tell the Lord?
我们是不是要开始抱怨？
Do we start complaining?
有时候弟兄们要求我们做一些事情。
Sometimes the brothers ask us to do something.
我说不可能。
And then I will say it's impossible.
我们就开始抱怨。
And then we start complaining.
二十两银子是当时八个月的工资，对门徒来说可是个天文的数字。
200 denarii was the wage for 8 months. That is a big numerous number for disciples.
所以门徒们都同意，这不可能，根本不可能喂饱这五千人。
So all the disciples agreed, this is impossible to feed 5,000.
可是主呢，要再让他们呢学习一件事情。
But the Lord wants them to learn one thing.
凭眼见是不可能的。
It is impossible in by sight.
可是。在主里面，在主你的手中，凡事都能。
But in God, all things are possible.
我们在生活中也有高山，有低谷。
In our lives, we have ups and downs.
我们的环境有时候看起来是何等的艰难。
Our surroundings, our circumstances is really difficult.
我们实在是力不能生。
And then we have no strength to overcome it.
我们实在觉得我们实在是毫无盼望。
And then we found there's no hope.
可是主在这里，在他里面凡事都能。
But in God, all things are possible.
所以呢，当门徒回答说两千两怎么够的时候呢，主耶稣没有直接的回答他们的问题。
When the disciples how can we feed the 200 denarii, how can we feed 500? But the Lord didn't answer the question directly.
主耶稣只是简简单的说，你们有多少饼？你们有多少饼可以去看看。
The Lord just simply tell them, how many loaves do you have? Go and see.
主门徒呢，就照着主的话呢，就去做了。
So the disciples obeyed and then just go look.
那西门的弟兄呢，安德烈呢，就带着一个儿童来说，有一个儿童带着五饼二鱼，只是这五饼二鱼怎么能够分给这么多人，算什么呢？
So Andrew, the brother of Peter Simon came to him with a boy, and then the boy has 5 loaves, 2 fish, but what are they among so many?
是的，五饼二鱼实在是算不了什么。
Of course, five loaves, 2 fish is kind of nothing.
可是当五饼二鱼放在主的手中的时候，主就要开始做那奇妙的工作。
But if we put it all in the hands of the Lord, and He will start to make miracle.
主就吩咐他们一排一排的坐在地上。
So the Lord let them sit down in ranks.
主就拿起饼来祝谢了，就分给他们吃。
So the Lord blessed the bread and then gave it to them and to eat.
那耶稣对门徒说，把剩下的零碎收起来，免得糟蹋了。
So the Lord told the disciples, scatter up the fragments that remain, so there's nothing is lost.
这免得糟蹋，就是神的恩典。
Nothing is lost is the grace of God.
我们不要轻看主的恩典。
Do not shun this great grace.
不要吃饱了就忘记主的恩典。
Do not be just well fed and forget the grace of God.
很多时候，主给我们恩典，我们得了，过去了，我们就忘记了。
Many times the grace of God we received, and then we just let it go, and then we even forget.
所以主说要把零碎收起来。
So that's the Lord says, gather up the fragment of the remaining.
而且收了十二篮。
And they have gathered 12 baskets.
远远的超过五饼二鱼。
It's more than the five loaves, 2 fish.
所以主的恩典是多又多。
So God's grace is more and more abundant.
我们只要将自己交在主的手中。
Only we need to do is to give ourselves in the hands of the Lord.
这就是一个信心的试炼。
That is the trials of faith.
今天我们对主的信心有多少呢？
How much faith we have towards the Lord?
希伯来书的作者告诉我们，我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？
In Hebrew, it says, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?"
所以呢，从这主耶稣用五饼二鱼喂饱五千人的神迹当中呢，主实在是要试炼门徒的信心。
From this, the story of five loaves two fish, the Lord is to test the disciples.
因为人会有信。不能得神的喜悦。
Because by without faith, it is impossible to please Him.
信心也是我们征战得胜的秘诀。
And the faith is the secret for us to overcome in battles.
所以我们来讲讲，对，在雅各书一章那边说到，你们在百般的试炼中要以为大喜乐。
In Book of James, it says, count it all joy when you fall into various trials.
因为知道你们的信心经过试炼就生忍耐。
Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience.
忍耐也当成功。
And let the patience has its perfect work.
使你们成全完备毫无欠缺。
So that you may be perfect and complete, lack nothing.
腓力和主的门徒当时受试炼。
Philip and other disciples were tested.
我们今天在地上也要受试炼。
We will be tested today.
我们在这个，我们都是蒙爱的儿女，我们因信称义。
We are His beloved children, and we were justified by faith.
我们真是求主打开我们心中的眼睛。
May the Lord open our inner eyes.
我们的神是有恩典、有怜悯的神。
Our God is full of grace and compassion.
他允许我们面对各样的试炼和苦难。
He allows us face many tests and sufferings.
这是有目的的。
It comes with a purpose.
就是为了要制作我们。
He wants to work us or work on us.
经上说，亚伯拉罕因信，就算为他的义。
The Bible tells us Abraham believed God, and then it was counted to him for righteousness.
然而，亚伯拉罕信心最后的试炼就是献以撒。
But his faith, his final test for his faith is that he has offered up Isaac.
我们今天已经因信称义。
We already justified by faith.
可是我们要因信成圣。
But we need be victorious by faith.
要走这一条成圣的道路。
We need walk on the path of victory.
信心是需要经过试炼的。
Our faith need go through trials.
就像大卫打败歌利亚。
It's like David defeat Goliath.
也是神给大卫一次很好的试炼。
That is a good test that God gave it to David.
大卫因着信，他能够打败歌利亚。
By faith, David is able to defeat Goliath.
所以大卫说：“我要一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美。”
That's why David says, "All the day of my life, I'll dwell in the house of the Lord to behold the beauty of the Lord."
这是他得胜的秘诀。
That is the secret of he win victory.
约书亚攻打耶利哥城。
When Joshua take the city of Jericho.
他相信神的话。
He trusted the word of the Lord.
绕城七天。
And they surround the city 7 days.
前六天，一天绕一次。
For the first 6 days, one round per day.
第七天绕七次。
On the seventh day, they have to circle it 7 times.
绕了13次之后，百姓一呼喊，城就破了。
After 13 days of circling, when the people shout, then the city collapsed.
所以我们也是学习到约书亚的信心和百姓的信心也是需要经过试炼的。
So that we know the faith from Joshua and then the people is also be tested.
需要七天。
Needs tested for 7 days.
第七天需要七次。
The seventh day they have to walk around 7 times.
所以信心是需要忍耐的。
So the faith needs endurance.
忍耐也要成功。
And then our endurance needs to be perfect.
我们要坚持到底。
We have to keep it to the last.
我们如果只绕了12次，城还是不会倒的。
If we just circle the city 12 times, the city will not fall.
一直到第13次，第七天的第七次绕完之后，百姓的呼喊，城就倒了。
And then after they finish the 13th circling on the seventh day, and then when the people shout, and then the city claps.
所以主说, 忍耐到底的, 终必得救。
So that the Lord says, people will be saved to the, if you endure, you will be saved to the last.
所以呢, 根据马可福音跟路加福音呢, 就是故事发生在12个使徒回来。
According to the book of Mark and Luke, after the disciples come back from their mission,
主把他们带到旷野,
the Lord take them to the deserted place.
面对五饼二鱼的神迹,
when they see the miracle of the 5 loaves, 2 fish,
主给他们一个环境,
the Lord gave them a circumstance.
看他们如何来面对, 如何来解决,
to let them, to test them to face and then how to solve the problem.
因为主跟他们的日子只有三年半,
because the Lord only with them 3.5 years.
主知道三年半之后, 他要上十字架。
The Lord knew that after 3.5 years, he will go to the cross.
这12个门徒要传承他的工作。
And then these 12 disciples will pass along his work.
主要制作他们。
The Lord will have work on them.
就像神的教会也一样。
Like the church of God.
年长的弟兄们有一天会离开我们。
The elderly will depart from us one day.
我们需要有人来传承。
And we need people to keep going on.
很多时候我们一碰到问题, 就想用自己的方法来解决。
Many times when we encounter problems, we try to use our own way to solve.
我们试着想用世上的智慧来解决问题。
We try to use earthly wisdom to solve the problems.
就像当主问腓力说, 我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃的时候,
It is like when the Lord asked Philip, where shall we buy bread so these may eat?
主问我说,
the Lord will ask me, where can I go buy the bread?
很容易的,我们就用人的方法,买饼当然要钱了。
Of course, we will think of, we need money to buy bread.
他们忘记了一件事情,
they forgot one thing.
忘记主就在他旁边,
they forgot the Lord is with them.
就像在耶稣雅记第一章所说的,
it's like in the book of Joshua chapter 1 mentioned,
耶和华告诉耶稣雅说,
the Lord told Joshua,
你要刚强壮胆, 不要惧怕,
be strong and of good courage, do not be afraid.
因为你无论往哪里去, 耶和华你的神必与你同在。
For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
我们常常面对问题的时候, 我们要用自己的方法。
Many times when we face a challenge, we try to use our own way.
我们忘了我们的主就在我们里面。
We forgot our Lord is within us.
我们要顺从那圣灵的带领。
We need to obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以呢, 在这个试炼中呢, 腓力和门徒们失败了。
So in the trials, Philip and the disciples failed.
腓力说, 20两银子也不够。
Philip says 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them.
门徒们同意腓力所说的, 我们可以去买20两银子给他们吃吗?
The disciples are agree with Philip, so they say, shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give them something to eat?
有时候失败是好的。
Sometimes failure is a good thing.
这可以让我们看到我们在神的面前我们自己真实的光景。
It will show us our true condition before God.
我们可以失败, 但不要放弃。
It is okay to fail, but it is not okay to give up.
彼得在主受难之前呢, 3次不认识主。
Before the Lord go to the cross, Peter denied the Lord 3 times.
因为这一次的经历,
because of this experience,
能够让他在五旬节圣灵降临之后, 被圣灵充满。
This failure enabled him when the Holy Spirit descended in the Pentecost, then he will be filled by the Holy Spirit.
就能够一次带领3000人, 5000人信主。
So he guided 3,000, 5,000 to the Lord.
神的器皿是需要被制作的。
God's vessel needs to be moved by God.
在马太福音也记载一个故事。
In book of Matthew, recorded a story.
有一个人来找耶稣。
One person came to the Lord.
他说：“我的儿子被哑巴鬼附着，你们的门徒不能医治他。”
He told the Lord, my son is occupied by a mute spirit, and then your disciples could not cure him.
所以门徒就暗暗地问耶稣说：“我们为什么不能赶出那个鬼呢？”
So the disciples came to the Lord privately and says, "Why could we not cast it out?"
因为主耶稣在差遣十二门徒去传道的时候，就赐给他们权柄，可以赶鬼医病。
Because when the Lord sent them out, the Lord gave them authority to cast out demons, to heal the sickness.
所以他们不明白为什么这个鬼我们赶不出来。
So they wonder how come we cannot cast out this demon.
主耶稣就跟他们说，是因为你们的信心小。
The Lord told them because of your unbelief.
因为你们看到那个鬼太凶了，你们就怕了嘛。
Because when you see the demon, it's so fierce, so you are afraid.
你们若有信心，像一粒芥菜种子，就可以移山。
If you have a faith like a mustard seed, then you can move the mountain.
没有一件事不能做的。
And nothing is impossible.
主这借着环境，让门徒们明白信心的重要，他们的信心是需要经过试炼，能够长进，能够。对主的信靠更加的深。
By providing circumstances, the Lord let the disciples know their faith will be tested so they can grow.
信心呢是走主道路力量的源头。
Faith is the source of strength when we follow the Lord.
箴言说：“鼎为炼银，炉为炼金，唯有耶和华熬炼人心。”
And then in the
Proverbs 17:3,
the Bible says, the pot is for refined silver, and something is for refined
gold.
But God tests the people's heart.
神的仆人在被神试用之前，都是要经过百般的试炼，这个是没有例外的。
There is no exception when God before the Lord used the disciples, their faith needs to be tested.
摩西在八十岁之前，神不能用他。
God cannot use Moses before he's 80 years old.
保罗在大马士光照之前，神不能用他。
And then, before the encounter with the Lord in Damascus, God couldn't use Paul.
耶稣亚经过40年旷野的操练，他就能够带领以色列人进迦南。
After 40 years of exercise and then battles in the wilderness, Joshua can be used by God.
这是以色列历史上最光辉的一段时期。
That is the most glorious history of Israel.
凡你脚掌所踏之地，都要视你为业。
And then, again, one is your soul tread on, I will give it to you as inheritance.
这是神的应许。
That is the promise of God.
我们就是要踏出第一步。
We have to step up our first step.
就像扛抬约柜的祭司踏出了那一步，第一步，约旦河就开了。
It is like the priest who is carry the Ark of the Covenant when they step their feet into the water, the water of the river will cut off.
神试炼我们是有目的的。
And then the God has purpose to test us.
所以神试炼门徒们。
So God the Lord tested the disciples.
有三点学习。
Then we need to learn 3 points.
第一个，真知道主是生命的粮。
First of all, we need truly know that the Lord is the bread of life.
不要为会坏的食物劳力。
Do not labor for food that is perish.
主说你们给他们吃吧。
The Lord tells them, you give something for them to eat.
其实主说这句话是有双重的意思的。
The Lord says so, he has double meanings.
不是单单的给他们吃地上的食物。
It's just not simply to give them something to eat on earth.
神也要给他们，是主耶稣也要给门徒们，给众人吃生命的粮。
The Lord wants to feed them spiritual food.
门徒所看到的是，我们从哪里买饼给那些人吃呢？
What the disciples says is, where can we buy bread and give them to eat?
可是主更重要的是要门徒知道，你要给人吃的是那生命的粮。
But more importantly, the Lord will let them to know you need to give them spiritual food.
因为地上的粮是暂时的。
Because the food on earth is temporal.
生命的粮是永远的。
But the living bread is eternal.
神也知道，主耶稣也知道，众人找他呢，不是因为见了神迹，乃是因为吃饼得饱。
The Lord knew those people seek him not because they have seen signs, but because they ate the loaves and they were satisfied.
很多时候我们跟随主要的也是求着看得见的地上的粮食。
Many times when we follow the Lord and it is we were pursued the food on earth.
我们却不珍惜那看不见天上的粮。
But we despise the spiritual, the living bread in heaven.
我们知道这五饼二鱼的神迹一次让五千人吃饱了。
We know this five loaves, two fish fed 5,000.
可是这五千人明天早上起来肚子还是会饿。
But the next morning they will be hungry again.
所以接着五饼二鱼的神迹，主耶稣就告诉他们说，不要为那必坏的食物劳力。
Through this story, the Lord told them, do not labor for food which perish.
要为那存到永远的食物劳力。
But for the food which endures to last everlasting life.
就是人子要赐给你们的。
That is the Son of Man will give you.
所以主耶稣说了，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
So the Lord said, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.
我们在地上我们追求的都是看得见的。
When we are live on earth, what we pursue is things seen.
愿主的话在光照我们。
May the word of the Lord enlighten us.
不要为那必坏的食物劳力。
Do not labor for food that is perish.
诗篇三十一篇第十节有一句话。
In Psalm verse
31:10,
it says.
我的生命为愁苦所消耗，我的年岁为叹息所旷废，我的力量因我的罪孽衰败，我的骨头也枯干。
For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength fails because of my iniquity, and my bones waste away.
这就是因着人的悖逆。
That's because of the disobedience.
不认识主的作为，
we do not know the work of the Lord.
就会落在这样的光景。
We will fall in such condition.
我们的生命为愁苦所消耗。
And then our life will spend with grief.
以色列在百姓在进迦南之前，神告诉他们一句话。
Before the Israelites enter Canaan, the Lord told them.
人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
Man does not live by bread alone, but live by every word from the mouth of the Lord.
我们看到神在一切的事上，他是有目的的。
And we know God does things with purpose.
神任凭他们饥饿，是要苦练他们；赐给他们玛拉，是叫他们知道。
The Lord allowed them to be hungry because they want to humble them. The Lord gave them manna to let them to know.
人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
That man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that from the mouth of the Lord.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
主说，叫人活着乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵。就是生命。
The Lord says the food, the food that on earth is means nothing, but my word is to give you spirit, and then what you live is by the living bread.
那么就讲到第二点，奉献的原则。
Secondly, we're talking about the principle of
我们前面讲到，这五饼二鱼是从一个孩子的手中拿到的。
We know this five loaves, two fish is from a boy.
我就在思想，难道这五饼五千人当中只有一个孩子带食物吗
？I'm thinking among the 5,000, only a boy have food.
这五千人还是男丁啊，可是当时的人，当时绝对不止五千人。
There's more than 5,000. Those 5,000 are men.
可是呢？安德烈只有在一个孩童的手中拿到这五饼二鱼。
But Andrew only received the five loaves two fish from a boy.
这里我们所要看到的是这个孩童愿意将他的五饼二鱼奉献出来。
Here we see it is the willingness of this boy would like to offer what he has.
所以主耶稣说，让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们。
So the Lord says, let the little children come to me and do not forbid them.
凡要承受神国的，若不像小孩子，断不能进去。
For such is the kingdom of God, is like the children.
小孩子有什么特色呢？
What is the characteristics of children?
小孩子是完全的依靠父母。
They are fully rely on their parents.
他们生活也不用忧愁。
You don't worry.
他们的心思非常的单纯。
Their mind is very simple.
所以当安德烈找到他的时候，他只知道将他的所有拿出来，他也不会去想这五饼二鱼能够发生什么作用。
So when Andrew asked him, and then he just gave Andrew whatever he has, he will not think what this five loaves two fish will do.
所以我们在奉献的事上，我们的学习要像这小孩子一样。
So when we learn how to consecrate, we need to learn from this boy.
我们所奉献的不是我们所没有的，乃是我们所有的。
What we offer to the Lord is not according to what we don't have; it is according to what we have.
也像穷寡妇的两个铜板。
It's like the poor widow's two copper coins.
虽然少
，even it is little，
但是这是她全部的家当。
But that's what all she has.
神所看的不是多少。
The Lord doesn't count how much do you have?
而是我们的心。
It is our heart.
我们学习做一个分粮的人。
Let us to learn to give out food.
不在于我们有多少。
It is not up to what, how much do we have.
而是在于我们是否愿意奉献出来。
It is up to the willingness if we would like to offer.
我们有没有想过，当穷寡妇奉献了两个铜板之后，她的生活要怎么过
？Ever everything after this poor widow offered all she had, how can she continue to live？
有时候我们就想，我们奉献了，我们就没有了，我们怎么办
？If we think of after we offer all we have, and how can we continue to live？
所以我们如果再这样计算得失的话，我们就劳苦愁烦了。
If we start counting the loss, then we will start worry.
所以我们要学着让小孩子一样单纯的奉献我们的所有。
We need to learn from that little boy. We just simply offer what we have.
主说，若人有愿意的心，必蒙悦纳。
The Lord says, if the willingness is there, the gift is acceptable.
心怀恶意的人，在他一切所行的路上都没有定见。
And then the double-minded will not continue.
没有定见就天真烦恼。
And then if you don't have a good way to do things, you will start worry.
我们开始计算，开始计较。
And then we will start count.
我们讲到最后一点，侍奉的原则。
And then the last we were talking about the principle of serving.
主耶稣是叫他们一排一排的坐好。
The Lord asked them to sit down in ranks.
这讲到这是一个次序。
It's talking about order.
教会的侍奉也是要有次序的。
The service at church needs order.
众人都坐好了之后，神迹就要发生了。
After everybody sit down in order, and then the miracle started.
主耶稣就拿起饼来，望着天祝福，祝谢，奇妙的事情就发生了。
When the Lord took the bread and then looked up to the heaven and then blessed and then blessed the bread and then the miracle.
有的吃不完的饼和鱼。
They have endless fish and bread and then fish to eat.
能力、奇迹、作为都是从神而来的。
Power, miracle are all from God.
这里告诉我们一个生命的传递。
It's talking about to pass along life.
就是照着去做。
And then we just do accordingly.
主把饼递给门徒，门徒递给众人。
The Lord gave the bread to the disciples and disciples to the people.
我就在想，当那五饼二鱼饼递到我的面前的时候，我们是怎么想的？
I'm thinking if I was there when the bread come to me, what I will think?
饼也不大。
It is just a little bread.
鱼也不大。
It's a little fish.
他们就拿了他们的份。
They just took their own portion.
他们就传下去。
And they will start pass along.
这个传递是带着信心的传递。
That pass along come with faith.
所以我们感谢主。
So praise the Lord.
凭着信心，当我们每一次将饼和鱼从我们的手中传下去的时候。
By faith, each time when we pass along the bread and the fish.
就是一个信心的表现。
That is to manifestation of our faith.
所以我们侍奉的原则就是要奉献我们有的。
So the principle of serving is we offer what we have.
神就能做工。
Then the Lord will start work.
按着神的话去做。
According to we obey the commandment of the Lord.
这是一个信心的试炼。
That is the trial of faith.
我们也可以从侍奉当中来学习对主的信心，能够成长。
We need to learn to let our spiritual life grow, by faith.
我们也可以借着我们的每一件的学习，在每天的生活当中来经历主的信实。
By every lesson we learn from our life to experience God's faithfulness.
就像主当日借着各样的神迹奇事来建立坚固门徒的信心一样。
Like what the Lord is to strengthen the disciples' faith.
所以今天我们的侍奉是凭眼见还是凭信心呢？
Our service is by sight or by faith.
一个人信心的大小，就是神在一个人身上的工作有多少。
The amount of faith you have, that is the amount of work that the Lord will deal with you.
我们是否愿意主在我们身上制造制作呢？
Are we willing to let the Lord work on us?
希伯来书的作者告诉我们。
The author of the Hebrew tells us.
你们要知道自己有更美长存的家业。
You need to know you have a everlasting inheritance.
你们要知道，我们在天上有一个家乡，更美的家乡，耶路撒冷。
We know there is a Jerusalem that's your eternal home. Prepare for
you. 所以你们在地上日子必须忍耐。
So you have to endure.
使你们行完神的旨意，就可以得着神所应许的。
After you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise.
使你们行完了神的旨意。
And then after you have done the will of God.
我们在地上的年岁是有限的。
Our age are limited on earth.
神拯救我们是有一个目的的。
God has purpose to save us.
希伯来书的作者告诉我们，我们有一个盼望。
In book of Hebrew, it tells us we have a hope.
我们在地上的日子，我们必须忍耐。
And when we are on earth, we have to endure.
在这走这属天的道路上，有各样的试炼和试探。
On the pilgrim, there is all varieties of trials and tests.
我们要明白神在我们身上的旨意。
We need to understand the will of God on us.
就是要来见证。
We have to testify the Lord.
我们很多时候，我们听到，听了很多的道。
Many times we hear many messages.
雅各书告诉我们，不要光光听到，也要行道。
In the book of James, it says, "Do not just listen to the man."To listen to the words, but you have to act, you have to work.
听到让我们知识对神的知识增加了。
To listen to messages, we will just increase knowledge.
可是行道是我们生命的表现。
But to act is the manifestation of the life.
是我们生命的彰显。
It's the manifestation of the life.
我们实在是愿意主对我们说的话能够在我们的心中起那作用。
We truly desire that the word of the Lord will be in the reality of our life.
让我们能够活出主的生命。
So we can live a life, the life of the Lord.
所以最后呢
，Lastly，
这五饼二鱼的目的就是让我们来认识主耶稣是神所差遣的。
The story of five loaves to fish is to let us to know that the Lord is sent by God.
我们的神是死无变有的神。
Our God is to make things from nothing.
我们要常常来到主的面前，我们要来思想。
When you come before Him and meditate.
主耶稣为什么来到地上
？And why the Lord come to the earth?
我们为什么来到地上
？And why we are on earth?
爱我们的神借着环境将我们带到他的面前。
Our loving God through all the circumstances bring us before.
我们相信凡事有他的美意。
We believe they come with purpose.
我们在世上追求的是什么？
What are we pursue on earth?
是呢，看得见的钱财呢，还是看不见的主
？It is the wealth that is seen, or the Lord which is unseen.
是呢，看得见的食物呢，还是呢，看不见天上的粮
？It is the food that is seen, or the living bread that is unseen.
求主给我们一个新的看见，新的学习。打开我们心中的眼睛。
May the Lord give us a new revelation, and then to open our inner eyes.
在生活上，让我们学习分辨什么是暂时的，什么是永远的。
Let us learn to discern what is temporal, what is eternal.
不要为那必坏的食物劳力。
Do not labor for food that is perish.
主说你要先求他的国和他的义，这些都要加给你。
The Lord says you seek His kingdom and His righteousness first. All this shall be added to you.
你相信吗
？Do you believe?
你愿意来经历吗
？Are you willing to experience?
在侍奉上是五饼二鱼的奉献。
In terms of service, it is the service of the five loaves to fish.
奉献上是。照他所有的，不是照他所无的。
In terms of service, it is to according to what you have and not according to you.
在侍奉上，不是凭眼见，乃是凭信心。
In terms of service, it is not by sight but by faith.
我们要借着祷告来到主的面前。
When you come to the Lord with prayers,
做一个流通的管道，传递主的祝福。
Become a channel to pass along the blessings of the Lord.
主说你们有多少饼，你们给他吃吧。
The Lord says, "How many do you have?" and then give them to eat.
我们将我们所有的交在主的手中，主就能做那奇妙的工作。
When we put everything we have in the hands of the Lord, and He will start the miracle.
今天我们也可以来经历五饼二鱼的神迹。
Today we can also experience.The miracle of the five.
就像在查经聚会。
It is like when you are in Bible study.
我们要学习交通分享。
We need to learn to share.
带着我们的五饼二鱼来到聚会当中。
That is to bring our five loaves to fish.
在敬拜赞美，我们也是要带着我们的五饼二鱼。
In worship and praises, we need to bring our five loaves to fish.
就像在饼杯面前。
Like when are at the table meeting.
当我们思想主的爱的时候
，When we think of the love of the Lord，
我们要祷告。
We need to pray。
所以我们鼓励在饼杯面前从来没有祷告过的弟兄姐妹，我们想到主的爱，我们怎能不将感谢赞美来归给他呢
？So I encourage those who never have opened the mouth at the table meeting.When you think of the love of the Lord, and how can you not open your mouth to praise Him?
因为你的祷告就是那五饼二鱼。
Because your prayers is the five loaves to fish.
或许你的祷告就能够感动那迷失的羊回到神的家中。
Maybe your prayers will move the lost sheep. We will return to the house of the Lord.
我们唱诗的时候，我们是不是愿意张开我们的口，大声的来唱？
When we sing hymns, do we want to open our mouths and to sing loudly?
我们唱的时候也是带着我们的五饼二鱼来到主的面前。
When we sing hymns, that is we come with our five loaves to fish.
当弟兄姐妹打开口高声赞美主的时候，这是一个何等的荣耀。
And how glorious if a brother or sister to open his mouth to praise and thank the Lord.
我们每个人都有恩赐。
We all are gifted.
一千两，两千两，五千两。
100, 200, 5, no, 1,000, 2,000, 5,000. If we're willing to put this all on the hands of the Lord will turn it to 30, 60, and 100 fold.
就像五饼二鱼可以喂饱五千人一样。
Like five fish to fish will feed 5,000.
也愿意我们在这奉献的侍奉各样的事上有能够更多的学习。
That is to learn more in terms of serving and an offering.
主耶稣为什么来到世上？
Why the Lord came to earth?
实在是为了你，为了我。
It is for you and for me.
他这个神迹是要试炼门徒们，今天主也借着环境试炼我们。
The miracle is to test the disciples, and today the Lord will put us to trials also.
那我们在地上的日子，我们能够认清什么是暂时的，什么是永远的。
So to let us to know what is temporal, what is eternal while we live on earth.
我们也珍惜那生命的粮。
Let us to treasure the living bread.
我们也感谢那赐粮的主。
And we will thank the Lord who gave the bread to us.
让我们能够学习做一个分粮的人。
Let us to learn to be a person who gave out food.
让我们学习侍奉。
Let us to learn to serve.
不是凭眼见，乃是凭信心。
Not by sight, but by faith.
也学习奉献。
And we learn to offer, to consecrate.
奉献我们的五饼二鱼。
To consecrate our five fish to.
世人看来或许算不了什么。
Maybe it is nothing in the eyes of the worldly people.
可是这是主所看重的。
But this is what the Lord will accept.
愿神祝福他自己的话语。
May the Lord bless His words.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
人的话语实在是何等的有限。
Man's words are so limited.
可是主，你实在是爱我们。
But the Lord, you love us so much.
主，你怜悯我们。
You have compassion among us.
你告诉我们。
You have told us.
这地上的日子。不过是劳苦愁烦。
All the days of our life on earth are just sorrow and labor.
我们来自尘土，要终归于尘土。
We're from the dust, we will return to the dust.
可是感谢主，因为你在十字架上劳苦的功效。
But we thank you because of the work you have done on the cross.
今天我们是有盼望的一般人。
We are people who have hope.
我们呢盼望了更美的家乡。
We hope for the beautiful eternal home.
我们忍耐。
We endure.
等我们行完神的旨意。
And after we have done the will of God.
我们就能够得到你的应许。
We will receive the promise from you.
因为我们在地上做一个忠心良善的仆人。
May we be a faithful and a good servant on earth.
奉献我们的五饼二鱼。
And to offer our five loaves to fish.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
愿你的话激励我们。
May your words constrain us.
愿你的话实在是我们生命的粮。
May your words and truly become our living bread.
我们在地上没有惧怕。
There is no fear when we live on earth.
因为主，你与我们同在。
Because you are with us.
感谢赞美主。
Thank you, Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord,
Yeshua,
Amen. Yeshua, Amen.